赞美耶稣我就说天地的传将他起爱宣明送他送他荣耀天使的福祝福能力尊自己人保护他的帮兵怀抱的爱蓝莲将他赞他将他为他为他心中赞他
姐妹弹奏第二节，我们一起来读第二节。
Let's read the second verse together.
赞他，赞他，赞美耶稣，我救赎主。他为我罪受苦，流血受刑。他是磐石，我们救恩永远稳固。送他，送他，耶稣为我被钉，高声赞他，主担当我的痛苦，慈爱无边，奇妙真坚绝顶。赞他，赞他，将他非常伟大显出，赞他，赞他，带着快乐心情。我们来唱第三节。
Let's sing the third verse.
赞他，赞他，赞美耶稣，我救赎主，神出天门，何塞纳三飞扬，基督耶稣从天降临，复兴万物。管他，管他，即使先知君臣。耶稣，耶稣，得胜一切灵光的荣耀权柄，永归我主我王。赞他，赞他，将他非常无者显出。赞他，赞他，带着快乐心情。
在主面前一起有一点的。
Let's have some prayers before the Lord.
主，我们心充满了感谢和赞美。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
你是最大的先知，最大的祭司，最大的君王。
And you are the greatest prophet, great king, and great King,
你是我们的救赎主
and you are our Redeemer.
愿早间主啊，真的是你以色列的赞美为你的宝座
and this morning we praise to your throne as praise from Israel.
我们单单赞美，单单敬拜你
and we come praise and we come for worship you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主，早间在这里和弟兄姐妹们分享神所喜悦的祭。 我们先一起来读希伯来书第十三章十五节和第十六节。
And give thanks to the Lord this morning. I come here to share with you the sacrifice that praising the Lord. Let's read the Bible passage, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
And the 16.
And the 16.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。我们在这里有看到以颂赞为祭来献给神。
And here says, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of the praise to God.
另外我们也看到行善还有捐书的祭。
And also, we also say there, we encourage to do good or to share, and what the sacrifice that God is well pleased.
他说这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And here says, such sacrifice God is well pleased.
所以我们求主早间让我们能够认识什么样的祭真的是神所喜悦的。
So this morning we come to know that what kind of sacrifice that really pleased God.
然后我们要将神所喜悦的祭来献上。
So we come to offer the sacrifice that pleased the Lord.
在希伯来书我们看到有好多献祭的这些记载。
And in the book of Hebrews, we know many sacrifices record in that book.
他讲到旧约这些献祭。
They mentioned those many sacrifices offered in the Old Testament.
但是希伯来书最重要是要告诉我们有一个更美的祭为我们献上。
But Hebrews tells us there's a better sacrifice was offered for us.
在旧约这些大祭司在希伯来书八章三节说，凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所献的。
So the Hebrews chapter 10 tells us that by the will that we have been sacrificed.That he take away the first that he might establish the second.
所以这位大祭司讲到有一位更美的大祭司。
And he tells that's a greater priest.
那旧约有这么多的大祭司。
And in Old Testament there are so many priests.
那他们需要杀牛宰羊。
And they have to kill the cows and the lambs.
但是希伯来书十章告诉我们说，祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的。
But Hebrews tells the sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offering for sin you did not desire.
是的，我们知道旧约也是神所颁下来的，叫他们这样子来遵守的。
Yes, there's a law that those priests has to do, and which is from the Lord.
但是旧约像一个图画。
But the Old Testament is just like a picture.
牛羊的血是断不能除罪的。
And there's blood from the cows, from the lambs that cannot take sins away.
它所有指的要等到一个更美的祭物来献上。
And all those are referring to the ones to come and to take our sins away.
所以祭物、礼物、燔祭、赎罪祭是神所不愿意，是他不喜欢的。
That's why he says sacrifice and offering, burnt offering and offering for sin, he did not desire nor had pleasure in them.
他讲到说，那些呢是按着律法献的。
And those that was offered by the law.
所以并不是神所喜欢的这些祭物。
And those that sacrifice not God has placed in.Pleasure in.
他说凡祭司天天站着侍奉神屡次献上一样的祭物这祭物永不能除罪。
And verse 11 says, And every priest stands a ministering daily and offer repeatedly the same sacrifice which can never take away sins.
直到耶稣基督来了。
Until Jesus comes.
他说我来了神为他预备了身体。
And I'm come here because God has prepared him a body.
第十章十二节讲到说，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神右边坐下了。
And verse 12 tells us that, but This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever,
因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
And that's one by one offering, and he sanctified all men.
弟兄姐妹，只有耶稣基督，他是更美的祭物。
And dear brothers, only Jesus is the greatest sacrifice.
那这位更美的大祭司，他是将自己一次永远完全的献上。
And that is the greatest priest. He offered his body and once forever.
只有这一个祭物现在神的面前是神所愿意的，是神所喜悦的。
And only this sacrifice offered before the Lord, before God, which is pleased to God.
主的身体为我们裂开。
And his body tore apart for us.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
And his precious blood shed for us.
神一看见这个血，他就满足了。
And when God saw this blood in his heart,was satisfied.
这个血里面所代表的讲到耶稣基督那一个超凡美丽的生命。
Because in this blood, there's precious life of Jesus.
满足了父神所有公义的要求。
And which fulfilled the law.
这是他的爱子。
And that's God's begotten son, beloved son.
站在人的地位。
And was in a man's position.
他是亲身担当我们的罪。
And born our sin.
只有我们的主，他的死，他所献上的。
And only his death, the body he offered.
是叫神那样的满足。
And it could only satisfy God, the Father.
我们知道神必须在十架弃绝他的儿子。
But we know God has forsaken his own son on the cross.
但是主在十架他所完成的工作。
But the work he has completed on the cross.
他能够在神的右边坐下。
Now he sat down on the right side of God's throne.
所有他的救赎的工作完成了。
And all the redemption has complete.
Hallelujah, 他借的是败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And hallelujah, by his death, he destroyed all the enemies which has the power of this world.
他为我们死，他为我们复活。
And he died for us, he resurrected for us.
今天主的所事，主的所做，今天我们在他里面都能够一同有份。
And what he has done, and we all partake of that.
我们先看见这个更美的祭物已经为我们献上。
And we first let us see that the greatest, the better offering has sacrifice has been offered.
只有这样的一个祭物是叫神的心能够得着喜悦的。
And only this sacrifice satisfied the Lord's heart.
我们一起来下面来读罗马书十二章第一节。
And let's read Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这边我们又看到了一个祭。
And here we see another sacrifice.
这是一个活的祭。
And this is a living sacrifice.
然后呢，我们看到这是神所喜悦的。
And here says that sacrifice pleases the Lord.
在旧约这么多的牛羊献上。
And in Old Testament there's so many the animal sacrifices.
你看有这么多的燔祭、赎罪祭。但是圣经告诉我们说，那些不是神所喜欢的。
And there were so many burnt offerings and offerings for the same, but Bible tells those are not that please the Lord, please God.
我们能够把自己献上。
But today we offer our own body.
能够当作活祭。
And as living sacrifices.
啊，这是神所喜悦的。
And that's what really pleases the Lord, or the God.
弟兄姐妹，这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
And dear brothers, this is really amazing thing.
我们实在是没有什么良善，我们实在是没有什么好像能够让神能够来喜悦。
And there's no good in us, and there's nothing we can really satisfy the Lord God.
严格来讲的话，我们天然的生命没有什么能够讨神欢喜的。
And really, we, our own body, our own nature has nothing.To please the Lord.
我们也没有资格能够来献上当作活祭。
And we don't really qualify to offer ourselves.
所以我们要知道，今天能够奉献，实在是神给我们一个很大的权利。
So just we have to realize that to be able to offer ourselves.Is a really a privilege.
因为耶稣基督他是那更美的祭物。
Because Jesus Christ is that better sacrifice.
神喜欢，神悦纳是他的儿子所献上的。
And he, our Father God, he loved the offering that his own beloved Son offered.
今天我们能够奉献。
And today we come before the Lord to offer.
因为我们因着信成为神的儿女。
Because by the faith we have become the children of God.
今天我们是在耶稣基督的里面。
Today we are in Jesus Christ.
今天神看见他的儿子。
Today when God Father saw his own son.
神在那里说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And our Father says, this is my beloved son.In whom I will pleased.
今天我们是在神儿子的里面。
Today we are in the Son of God.
我们有这样的一个权利，能够把自己献上。
And we have such a privilege, such a right to offer ourselves.
很多时候，我们觉得说我把自己献上，好像我们恩待了神，好像我们好像很对得起主一样哈。
And sometimes we feel like we can offer something which is really something we can praise the Lord or benefit the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，我们能够奉献是一个何等的权利。
And dear brothers, we have to realize being able to offer is such a privilege.
是神给我们一个这么大的恩典。
It's such a grace that God has given to us.
但是今天我们也认识到，保罗在这里是以神的慈悲来劝我们。
But here Paul, he beseeched us with by the mercies of God.
今天我们有这一个权利能够来奉献。
And today we have this great right to come to offer.
但是你愿不愿意奉献，今天还是在。我们来决定的。
But are you willing to offer? That's totally depends on you.
或者讲说，这是我们的一个责任。
And or you think that's your responsibility?
但我们真的知道，今天我们是蒙了何等大的恩典。
But when you realize how great grace you have been received.
当你真的认识到主为我们付的是何等大的代价。
And when you realize how great price that God, that Lord has paid for you.
主的爱充满在我们里面。
And when God's love fulfills your heart.
基督的爱激励我们。
When the Lord, love of Jesus stirred you up.
我们就不愿意为自己来活。
And we are no longer live for ourselves.
我们为那替我们死而复活的主活。
And we are live for the one who died for us.
我们觉得说今天能够献上自己，这是一个何等蒙恩的事情。
And today, being able to offer ourselves is such a blessing.
其实弟兄姐妹，你真的知道，如果我们在祭坛上。如果你真的知道，我们今天是一个活的祭物。
And dear brothers, if you realize that today you are living sacrifice,
这个祭物一面它是死的。
And on one side, it is dead.
一面它又是活的。
On the other side, it is alive.
我们就真的能够来在生活中，在侍奉中来经历到。
Then in your daily life and in your work or even in church service, you will experience that.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
You will experience that you have been crucified with Jesus Christ.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
What you live now is not yourself, but Jesus in you.
当主把他自己献上，神怎么样喜悦这样的一个祭物？
When Jesus offered himself and how God our Father placed his sacrifice.
今天神要我们成为这个祭，活的祭物。
And today,Our Lord wants us to be this living sacrifice.
那这边特别，罗马书十二章告诉我们，这是神所喜悦的。
And Romans chapter 12 says this living sacrifice holy is acceptable to God, which is reasonable service.
我们要知道这是神所喜悦的祭。
And we have to realize a living sacrifice is.What it is pleasing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们在特会当最后一个晚上呼召的时候，我们把自己献上。
And dear brothers, it's not just like we went to a summer conference or retreat. On the very last night, we made that pledge to offer ourselves.
是我们知道，当圣灵工作那么强，我们也在祷告祭坛上满了祭物，圣火从天降下。
And when the Holy Spirit filled the whole congregation, and we offer ourselves during that time.
但是更重要是。我们在每一天的生活的里面
，But most importantly, in our daily life,
我们是神所喜悦的，他要喜悦的是活的祭物。
And we are the living sacrifices which is pleased to the Lord.
好，我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
And we all offer our body as living sacrifices.
这是神所喜悦的。
And which is pleased to the Lord.
那第二个我们要看到十五节讲到说我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神。
And in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 says, Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
有一个祭神喜悦，那这是颂赞为祭。
And that's one sacrifice could please the Lord, which is sacrifice of praise.
那这个字呢，我们在里面看到，一面讲到赞美，一面讲到感谢。
And this one side is to praise, other side is to give thanksgiving.
在诗篇第二十三篇里面呢，诗篇第二十二篇让我们认识到说，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列赞美为宝座的。
And in Psalm chapter 22, and we know God's holy, and he's sitting in a throne, praised by the Israels.
我们的神他是当受大赞美的。
And our God deserved all the praises.
一直到启示录，我们看见他的仆人在那里侍奉，用赞美来侍奉神。
And even to the Revelation, we know his servants all surround him and give the praises to him.
在《使徒行传》十六章，我们看见保罗和希拉他们的遭遇和他们的表现。
And in Acts chapter 16, we know how Paul and Silas and how they suffered and how they praised the Lord.
哦，他们两个是被下在内监的里面。
And those two, they'll be jailed in the inner cells.
他们的两脚是上了木狗。
And their feet are chained.
一面这是一个重刑犯可能性命不保的一个非常危险的情形。
And they are in very dangerous situation that could have lost their lives.
那木狗呢也让他们肉体上也会受很大的痛苦。
And the chains they carry and give them great suffering.
但是在十六章二十五节《使徒行传》讲到说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
But verse 25 from chapter 16 tells that, but at midnight Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and all the prisoners are listening to them.
我们觉得很稀奇，保罗、希拉，你们所遭遇的是这么样的一个不好的环境。
That is really amazing to us, even in such harsh and difficult situation that Paul and Silas was in.
你明天很可能性命就没有了。
They might have lost their life next day.
但是赞美 是超越所有的环境的。
But again, praising is beyond all the circumstances.
他们唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
They praise the Lord, they send him to God.
弟兄姐妹，无论今天我们遇到怎么样的一个环境。
And dear brothers, today, no matter what kind of difficulties we encounter,
我们的主、我们的神，他是当受赞美的。
And our God, our Father, he deserves our praises.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
And he is our Lord, and he is our God.
今天我们要把这样的一个祭要来献给神。
And today we have to offer him such a sacrifice.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。
And by him, we always come to him and give the praise to God.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is what God pleased.
我们也看到16章26节讲到，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
And suddenly that was earthquake, and the foundation of this building was shaken.
那监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
And the gate was open, and the chains and the prisoners they all loosed up.
我们也看到他们整个传福音的那个门啊，就这样子打开了。
And we see that the gate of gospel has been opened.
进主那一家，他们所蒙的恩典啊，当信主耶稣，你和一家都必得救。
And the grace that the jailer has received, then the Lord says, believe in Jesus and you'll be saved, and you and your household.
弟兄姐妹，我们巴不得我们也把这样的一个祭，颂赞为祭，这样赞美的祭，时常的来献给我们的神。
And dear brothers, really, really want to offer the suffering any time, any day in your life.
有一对弟兄姐妹，他们有一天车子呢被人家偷东西啊，就把他的窗子打破了。
And there were a couple brothers and sisters. That was one day, and somebody.Tried to steal things from their car and broken the car window.
他们就开到一个修车厂去要修理。
So they drove the car to a body shop and tried to get fixed.
那个老板呢，修车厂的老板，他是一个不太聚会的一个基督徒。
And the boss of that body shop is a Christian but doesn't go to the church very often.
我想也看到很多类似的这样的事情。
And he might have witnessed many things since happened.
这不会让人觉得很开心、很愉快的，被窗子被人家打破了，要偷你的东西。
And it's not really pleasant, or it's not like good thing to see that your car's window got broken.
但是那天这对夫妇啊，他们就是好像很自然的，也不是说故意的，或者要想要做什么，他们把车子开去，就讲了一句说。赞美主。
Then that day, that couple, brothers and sisters, they drove the car to their shop, and the only words they say was, "Praise the Lord."
那这个修车厂老板呢，他就觉得很奇怪，你们遇到这样事情，你怎么还能够赞美呢？
So that boss of the body shop was surprised to hear that.This couple said, "Praise the Lord," even in that difficult situation.
那这对弟兄姐妹呢？他们就大概有一点分享。
So then this couple shared something with the boss.
里面有一个生命，就是一个赞美的生命。
And there's life inside them, that life of praising.
今天神要得着一群大能的子民。
And today, Lord want to receive great amount of His children to praise Him.
是一群充满赞美的子民。
And a children full of praises.
后来这个修车厂的老板呢，他觉得挺稀奇的，但是呢，他也受到了一个震撼。
So the boss of the body shop, and he was so amazed. Also, he learned something that day.
他也开始觉得说，我应该要来赞美神。
And he also think that he should start give thanks to the Lord.
其实他那差不多两年时间，生意是越来越差。
And for 2 years, and his business went down.
已经差不多要到破产的边缘。
And I touched the edge of bankruptcy.
可是他开始赞美。
But when he start praising,
经历到是什么？生意越来越差。
And even though the business is getting worse and worse,
但他一直想到那对夫妻告诉他的：我们赞美不是因为神要来改变我们环境或者来帮助我们，我们才来赞美。
But he always remembered that couple told him, and it's we praise. It's not to ask Lord change our life, but because we have a life inside of us.
保罗希拉唱诗祷告赞美神，他不是因为说我这样子做，监门就会打开。
And when Paul and Silas when they praises and sing hymns to God.He didn't think that the gate would be opened.
那是因为神是当受赞美的。
Just because our God deserves our praises.
但以理那三个朋友，他们不拜那个金像，他们是相信神。
The Daniel and his three friends, when they refused to worship that gold statues because they believe in God.
他不是相信神会救他们。
It's not like they believe that God would save them.
所以他们讲说极祸不然。
And it says that they have no doubt.
他们仍然单单的要敬拜真神。
And all they want is to worship the true God.
我这对夫妻所传讲的是一个真实的。今天无论你遇到什么样的情形，我们应当赞美。
And what this couple said is true. And no matter what kind of situation or difficult situation you are in, and you should praise God.
后来这个修车厂那个他有一个员工开着一部车子，他们公司的车子出去，后来出了车祸了。
So then later on, an employee from this body shop, he drove this body shop's car out and had an accident.
所以那个员工非常的沮丧啊，他想说，那完了，我们已经都要破产了，现在又出了车祸，太倒霉了。
So that staff was really, really desperate. He thought, our business is so bad now.We had a car accident, and are we gonna survive?
这个时候呢，这个修车厂老板他已经跟神恢复了一个亲密、能够交通的一个关系了。
And at this point, the boss of that shop had a good relationship with the Lord, and he understand how situation.
他告诉这个员工说：“不要担心，我们要赞美神。”
And he told his staff employee who had a car accident saying.Don't worry, we should praise God.
后来，因为这个车是完全报废哈，所以他们得到了一点的这个保险的赔偿。
Later on, because that car was totaled, so they received some compensation from the insurance company.
后来借着这么一点的资金呢，后来他们整个就翻转了过来。
So by that little money received, they start the business. They did some good investment.
但是我们知道赞美是一个成为一个祭。
But we know the praising is a great sacrifice.
这是我们嘴唇的果子。
And that's just the fruits of our lips.
是我们应当要向神来献上的。
And that's the sacrifice we should offer to the God.
在启示录十九章第五节说，有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
And Revelation chapter 19 verse 5 says, Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise on God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great.
这个赞美要一直到永远的。
And this praise is from beginning to forever.
另外我们要看到感谢的祭。
Then we come to see the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
我们一起来读一下诗篇第五十篇十四节。
Let's read Psalms 50 verse 14.
你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vow to the Most High.
他这边讲到以感谢为祭。
And here says to give thanksgiving and sacrifice.
到二十三节他说凡以感谢献上为祭的便是荣耀我。
And verse 23 says, whoever offers praise glorifies me.
所以我们将感谢为祭献上是叫神得着荣耀。
So we give praises to him is to glorify him.
那今天我们说神如果帮助我那我们说谢谢他。
And today when God helps us and we say thank you.
但是今天如果我们的环境没有改变
But today, if our situation have not been changed,
我们能不能够向神献上感谢为祭呢?
Are you still able to give thanksgiving as a sacrifice to him?
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节告诉我们说凡事谢恩。
And the Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks.
他没有告诉我们说当你环境好的时候，或者是说你中了奖的时候，你要感谢。
And here didn't say you will give thanks when you are good situation or you want some money or whatever successful things happen to you.
他讲到是凡事谢恩。
And here says in everything we give thanks.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And here says for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
我们如果在凡事上我们把感谢为祭献上。
And if in everything we give thanks as a sacrifice to him.
弟兄姐妹这是神所喜悦的。
And dear brothers, this is the what pleased the Lord.
这叫神得着荣耀。
And this is to glorify God.
我姊妹呢她过去有很长一段时间是在一家华人的银行在那里工作。
And then my wife,For a long time, she worked for a Chinese bank.
她是做稽核的。
And she was auditor.
那她在那一个他们的那个部门呢，那上面呢有一个她的主管。
And in her division, she has a supervisor.
后来有一阵子，这个银行的。高层呢，他们有一些不知道是什么政治斗争，然后就把他的那个主管呢给斗走了。
So because of the internal conflict or kind of some kind of struggling, and her supervisor got laid off, fired.
然后他的主管走了以后呢，后来就。针对着他呢，就有给他很多的压力，很多不合理的要求。
So after that, my wife had a lot of, they put a lot of things on her shoulder and a lot of pressures on her.
除了工作很多以外呢，就每一样你都要非常严格的要求，然后呢，你要对于每一个法规要查得非常清楚。
And other than a heavy workload, and they make sure she knew all the laws and regulations.
啊，所以连他的同事都觉得说，好像这些人的要求太不合理了。
And even my wife's coworker think that it's so reasonable, so not reasonable to ask her for all those things.
但是在那一段时间
But during that period of time,
并不是一个很短的一段时间
It's not a short period.
然后每次晚上我们一起祷告
And every time when we get together and pray,
我知道姊妹在工作上那个环境现在变成是很不愉快很大的压力的
I know her workplace has become a very difficult for her.
但是我记得我们祷告向神是说神啊我感谢你。
But when we pray, we always say, God, we thank you.
好像不记得有向神祷告说神啊你来管制那个现在在欺负你的。
And I didn't remember we prayed that way, asking God to discipline that one, the supervisor.
说神感谢你为这个环境我们感谢你
And we said Lord we thank you for the circumstances we're in
后来大概经过了一年多的时间
Now after about a year
有一天神让萱萱姊妹她里面有一个感动，说好像可以换一个环境了。
And then, my wife feel like God has moved her to find another job.
啊，刚好她也看到有一个另外一个那个金融机构在找这个稽核部门的主管。
So then she also saw ads from another financial institute looking for a supervisor for auditing.
所以她就去应征了。
So she went to for the interview.
她说那个应征啊，大概有七十几个人来申请哈。
And there were about 70 applicants.
他们只要找一个人。
And out of 70, they only want to hire one.
因为这部门只有一个主管。
Because each division only have one supervisor.
所以经过了一轮、两轮、三轮。
And the first round, second round, third round.
我姊妹说，好像过去一年多，她忽然明白了。
And then my wife understand for the whole last year.
那些不合理的要求其实对他都是一个训练。
And those unreasonable things happen to her, those burdens, the pressures just to train her.
很多时候你做主管，你对于很细的这些规条啊，很多东西你没有说注意那么深入的。
And as a supervisor, you possibly don't really know details, the laws or regulations.
但是经过了这一年多的训练，
But after the whole year of being training,
后来在七十多个人中就选了他升任这个工作。
Then out of 70 applicants, and she was the only one chosen.
她一直做到今天还在做。
And from that day to today, she still works for that company.
她的老板是一个整个那个 president 是一个非常好的基督徒。
And the president of that company is a very good Christian.
弟兄姐妹，我们以颂赞为祭来献给神。
And dear brothers, let's give thanksgiving as a sacrifice.
不论在任何的环境
，No matter what kind of situations you're in，
因为他是我们的主，是我们的神。
Because he is our God and he is our Lord，
他当得我们的赞美。
And he deserves our praises。
我们能够凡事谢恩。
And we give thanks to all things.
这都是神向着我们的旨意，是他所喜悦的。
And this is the great will from God in Jesus to us.
第三个，十六节，十三章十六节讲到说，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16 says, But do not forget to do good and to share.
那第一个他讲到行善。
And the first thing is to do good.
很多人会讲说宗教是不是都是劝人行善的。
And many people would say, well, all the religion, they all teach people to do good.
那也许你会说有一些宗教他们做的这些善事好像还超过我们基督徒所做的。
And many might say some other religions that do more good than we Christians.
但是今天我们要知道，行善跟其他的宗教所做的是不一样的。
But today we have to understand what we do good is different from what the other religions do.
我们要知道神所要的那个善到底是什么。
And we have to understand what is the goodness that God wants us to do.
弥迦书第六章第八节说：“世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
”And Micah.Chapter 6 verse S says, He has shown you, all men, what is good.
他向你所要的是什么呢？
And what does the Lord require of you?
只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
我们要知道，在我们里面是没有善的。
We have to know that in us there's no good.
但是今天，因着我们蒙恩得救了。
But because we have been saved.
今天，耶稣基督那永远的生命已经赐给我们。
And today, Lord Jesus has given his eternal life to us.
行公义。
And to do just.
只有我们的主是义的。
And only our Lord is just.
好怜悯。
And to love mercies.
存谦卑的心与我们的神同行。
And to have a humble heart and to walk with God.
这必须是在耶稣基督的生命的里面。
And all those has to be in the life of Jesus Christ.
不是我们在外面能够做什么。
It's not something we can do personally or individually.
最重要是让里面这个生命能够活出来。
Most importantly, to live the life in, live out in life, the life inside of us.
世界上的人，他们看到我们。
And when the people in this world, when they saw us,
他们会羡慕我们里面的生命。
They would admire the life inside of us.
今天我们说，我们把自己奉献给神。
But today we say we offer ourselves to God.
我们有一个祷告，就是耶稣基督。你能够从我们的身上彰显出来。
And we have a great prayer that we want our Jesus Christ who lives in us to live out.
我们是盐，我们是光。
We are the salt, we are the light.
还是我们这个盐呢，一直都是放在盐罐子里面的。
Or is that your salt always kept in the jar?
我们的光是开在斗底下的。
Or your light is undercover.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们对我们思维的环境有没有一个影响的力量？
And today, do you have a great influence to the people around you?
有一个真的善从我们身上要彰显出来。
There is a real goodness should be manifest through our life.
别人看见光是要看见我们的好行为。
And when people saw the light, when they see the good deeds we have done.
所以这个行善的确今天在我们的行为，但是呢是从生命里面所彰显出来的。
Yes, we have to do something to do good, but all those goodness and live out inside of us.
我看到有一个报道，就是美国国家科学院的院刊里面的一个报道呢，他讲到说，利他型的人，他在做一些研究，利他型的人呢，他们的免疫力是上升的。
And I read a journal which is from American Scientist Academy.And saying that those who do good for others, always thinking about others and have better immunity.
那这是一个研究的刊物，它不是一个讲形式啊道德的刊物。
And this is a, like an academic study article or journey.
今天就说你所有的注意如果只是为自己。
And today, if all you do is focus on yourself,
他的免疫力是低的。
And then your immune system's kind of low.
有很多的祝福其实是我们想象不到的。
And a lot of blessings we could have never imagined.
很多时候我们在做跟弟兄姐妹做一些婚姻的辅导啊，这个交谈啊。
And sometimes we do some teaching or some counseling on marriage or families.
常常我发现最后。能够给他们什么帮助呢？我发现是，你们今天如果两个所有的注意力就是在你们自己身上。
And what I found out is just say if today and all you focus on the each others.
你们很难不吵架的。
And it's not possible you have no care.
你们如果能够关心别人。
But if you could care for the other side,
你们如果能够为别人祷告
and if you could pray for the other side,
你担别人的担子，主就担你的担子
and if you can carry the other's part's burden, and the Lord will carry your burden.
其实让我们家呢成为一个祝福的一个管道
and let our family become a channel of blessing.
我想这跟这里其实是都很相似哈。
Actually,
今天你行善，你好像是把你的有的，或者是你的时间、你的金钱、你的很多东西，你要去做出来，要去给出去。
Yeah, this is a very similar situation. If you do good, sometimes you have to spend some of your time and some of your money on the other people.
那个记忆呢，通常我们是有所损失的。
And it seems like you have lost something.
但是他不单讲到行善的记忆，讲到捐书的记忆。
But it's not just to good, also to offer.
但是我们从圣经里面来看。
And from the Bible, we see that.
像保罗，他一讲到这个马其顿的众教会。
And when Paul mentioned those Christians in the Macedonia church,
他特别讲到说他们所蒙的恩典啊。
And they also mentioned the grace that have received.
他们是怎么样在奉献的事上啊，他是按着力量也过了力量。
And they have the Paul has says,For I bear the witness that according to the ability, yes, and beyond the ability.
他们是甘心乐意的摆上。
And they are freely willing.
他说准他们在供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
And he is imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
那时候耶路撒冷教会就说他们有需要，他们有饥荒。
Back then, the church in Jerusalem has great needs because all the famines, all the other disasters.
你可以说他们好像是母会，是不是？那个原本是他们是最兴旺的。
Yeah, actually, the church in Jerusalem should be much stronger, and because they are the church.Originally from.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们看见马其顿教会、众教会、腓立比教会，他们所蒙的恩典。
But we see that the grace that church in Macedonia also the other places have received.
在供给圣徒的恩情上，他们是有交通的。这个有份就是一个 fellowship， 是一个交通。
And in this offering, they had fellowship with church in Jerusalem.
主耶稣也告诉我们，施比受更为有福。
And Jesus tells that giving is more blessed than receiving.
最近看到有一位姐妹的见证。
And recently I have watched a sister's testimony.
那在她的见证里面呢，讲到她的儿子在20岁的时候车祸，结果就去世了。
And in his testimony, he said that.And her son had a car accident at his 20s and passed away.
他自己骑摩托车，然后撞到了电线杆。
And actually, he was riding a motorcycle and hit the electricity pole.
那这个儿子呢，身上是很多刺青的。
And this son had many tattoos on his body.
他说一般人是不接受他这个儿子的。
And many people didn't accept that.
他在夜店里面工作。
And he worked in the nightclub.
后来有一次呢，是因为跟他先生啊，儿子跟先生吵架，就是后来把他儿子赶出去了。
So that was time there's a fight between the son and the father, and the father just drove the son away.
他说。有一件事他不知道为什么，就在儿子去世的前一天，他有一个感动，他就把他儿子叫回家。
And she said she didn't know why, but just before on the night before that accident, and he was moved to call her son back.
叫他儿子回家来吃饭。
And she called her son come back to have dinner with them.
他说他做了很多他儿子最喜欢吃的东西。
And that night, and she cooked a lot and prepared for a food that her son liked to eat.
他说还没有正式开饭，他儿子很没有规矩的哈，他就坐下来，他就先自己就开始吃了。
So just before everything's ready, and her son start sitting down and eating.
他是吃完饭以后呢，他说儿子跟父亲啊，有一段时间他们。很久没有这样子有美好的交谈。
But then, after dinner, and that son and his father finally had some good talk.
儿子去世以后呢，这个先生他就非 非常的沮丧。
So the after his son's death, the husband was really desperate.
后来大概一年多的时间，这个先生中风。
And then years later, a year later, the husband had a stroke.
中风是蛮严重的，但是他还活着。
And even that stroke was really, really serious, even though he's still alive.
这个姊妹她说她发现她先生啊，很多什么血压药什么什么什么药哈，她都不吃，很多都是堆在她抽屉里面。
And then sister said that her husband, even though he was prescribed with many medications for just some medication for blood pressures and others, but he didn't want to take it. He just kept all those medications in the drawer.
他后来知道说他先生其实是不想活了。
And then she later learned that her husband didn't want to leave.
所以很多人就是说这样的打击再加上打击。
And so, to this sister, seems there's many attacks and or burdens from here and there.
哦，有一天，有一个孩子也是刺青的来找他。
And that was one day, a young man also with tattoo and came to her.
然后就跟他讲说，那你儿子的那部摩托车其实是我卖给他的。
And saying to her that the motorcycle your son rode the other day, it was the motorcycle I sold to him.
其实他里面是很有内疚的。
And then that young man had great regret.
后来我们姊妹她关心他。
Then the sister really showed passion.
安慰他。
And comfort him.
慢慢的，他发现说这些孩子世界上的人不接受。
And then later she found those young men, those ones with tattoos, the society and doesn't accept them.
但是这一群孩子呢，是跟他儿子其实是一类型的。
But they are the same type of the people as her own son.
他们。他就把他的家打开。
Then she opened her house.
接纳这些孩子们到他家里面来。
And accepting those children, those young people to her house.
然后慢慢的就看到说，好些孩子他们生命改变了。
And gradually she saw how life had been changed for those young men.
啊，有一些呢后来成家了。
And some of them got married later.
姊妹。他见证中讲一句，他说要告诉困难，他说不要告诉神说我的困难有多大。
And that sister testified that don't tell God how great my difficulty is.
他说要告诉困难我的神有多大。
And we have to tell the difficult that how great.Our God is.
他能够有这样的一个认识和经历。
And there's such a great acknowledgement and also the experience she had.
他能够得着这样的一个医治，从那个丧子啊，还有遇到先生中风这些环境里面，他的那个伤痛啊，他能够出来。
And she was able to come out from those sorrows and sufferings that her son and husband had.
其实是跟他愿意把家打开，他开始服侍这些年轻的人，有问题的这些孩子，其实是非常有关系的。
And those burdens start get easier when she opened the door for those young people.
好像是付出。
And it's like she was giving.
但是神带给他的医治，带给他的经历。
But the healings, the experience that God had given to her.
今天姊妹能够借着见证，能够帮助很多的人。
And today, by her testimony, she could help many more.
弟兄姐妹，行善和捐书的祭。
And today, Lord, and the embraces the sacrifice of giving.
这是神所喜悦的。
And that's the will That's the sacrifice God is well pleased.
巴不得今天我们认识到底神喜悦什么样的祭。
And today we want to understand what kind of sacrifice will please God.
我们真的要把身体献上当作活祭。
Truly, we need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
Because that's the what will please the Lord.
我们需要在生活中，在任何的环境，我们以颂赞为祭。
And in our daily life, we give praises and thanksgiving.
赞美感谢。
And to give thanks and to praise.
因为他是我们的主，是我们的神。
Because our Lord is our God.
我们有行善有捐书的祭
and we do good and we share
其实这个生命所流露出来的
and the life come out from us
叫我们的神能够得着荣耀
and is to glorify our God
我们在主面前一起有一点的祷告
let's have some prayers